This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Opening a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the world is alert as Ukraine's allies rededicate themselves to its defense. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Ukrainian people are watching us. The Kremlin is watching us. And history is watching us.
Via video link, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful for the military aid received so far, but more is needed now. Terror does not allow time for discussion.
All of us can use thousands of wars in discussions, but I cannot put wars instead of guns that are needed against Russian artillery, or instead of the anti-aircraft missile that are needed to protect people from Russian airstrikes.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Friday that countries backing Ukraine need to focus not only on sending new weapons to Kyiv, but looking at ammunition for older systems and helping maintain them.
We need to not only focus on new platforms, but also to ensure that all the platforms which are already there can function as they should.
NATO and defense leaders from about 50 countries are meeting at Ramstein Air Base, the latest arms pledging conference since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 11 months ago. Google is laying off 12,000 workers, becoming the latest tech company to trim staff as the economic boom that the industry rode during the COVID-19 pandemic ebbs. The Silicon Valley giant CEO Sundar Pichai shared the news Friday in an email to staff that was also posted on the company's news blog. This is VOA News. Trains and buses across China were packed for one of the busiest days of travel in years on Friday, feeding fears of new surges in a raging COVID-19 outbreak that officials say has hit its peak. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
It comes as China reported a large jump in hospitalizations in the week through to January 15th, to the highest since the pandemic began, according to a report published by the World Health Organization on Thursday. Hospitalizations rose by 70% on the previous week, to 63,307, according to the WHO, citing data submitted by Beijing. The same day, state media quoted Vice Premier Sun Chanlan as saying the virus was at a relatively low level, and health officials said the number of COVID patients in hospital and with critical conditions was on the decline.
Health authorities, that's Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, health authorities in Nigeria have confirmed an outbreak of diphtheria with 25 people, mostly children, killed in north central Kano State alone. It's still unknown the total number of confirmed cases or deaths related to the disease across Nigeria, but authorities said more than 70 suspected cases have been recorded in the state. The Nigerian Center for Disease Control and Prevention has initiated an emergency response to the outbreak and is monitoring the situation in four of the nation's 36 states, the agency head said in a statement on Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron has proposed to boost military spending by more than a third by 2030 to face evolving threats. Macron announced a proposal for 413 billion euros in military spending for a period of 2024 to 2030 to ensure, quote, our freedom, our security, our prosperity, and our place in the world. Injured American football player Damar Hamlin has a long road to recovery after the Buffalo Bills defensive back collapsed on the field and went into cardiac arrest on January 2nd. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hamlin's marketing representative Jordan Rooney tells the Associated Press that Hamlin still requires oxygen and that his heart is monitored regularly. Rooney says Hamlin is able to visit the team's facility but, quote, is not in position to travel often and requires additional rest to help his body heal, end quote. Bills coach Sean McDermott said earlier this week that Hamlin is taking a baby step at a time. I'm Donna Warder.
Temperatures in parts of Greenland are warmer than they've been for 1,000 years, the co-author of a study that reconstructed conditions told AFP on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.